We talked to Bob Pompiani earlier. He'll be doing play-by-play for Channel 2, and his analyst, none other than Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch. Charlie, thank you for joining us today, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, I mean, Charlie, we've been talking nonstop good. Football for 7 months, and now we finally get to watch some? Let's go, man.
Absolutely. Everybody feels that way. This is why the NFL is so far ahead of all other professional sports, because people are anticipating just a preseason game. That's the beauty of it.
Charlie, you probably get excited for football to come, because then that means snow will be here not long after and you get to use your blower in the driveway.
I get excited about it. I have this big snow blower, and because of climate change, I have not been able to use it as much as I would like. That's when people ask me, what's the phenomenon, you know, why do I get excited about it, this phenomenon that I have? I'm like, well, because I don't get to use it. So either way, I'm excited about it.
Charlie, we talked to your broadcast partner, Bob Pompiani, earlier. We actually talked to your other broadcast partner, Trey Essex, earlier in the week. You guys have that new podcast you're doing, which we've listened to, and it's really good stuff. You said on the podcast that this team could remind you in some ways of the 05 team. What makes you say that?
Well, defensively, they're solid. I mean, I do firmly believe that they could be a top 10, if not a top 5 defense, if they all stay healthy. So that kind of gives me, you know, a little comparison on that end. And obviously in that 05 year, Ben was younger, but we focused on running the football. And those are things that Arthur Smith is trying to do at this particular point, especially with the tight ends that you have there creating mismatches. So it just kind of gives me that vibe that if everybody stays healthy, that it could potentially lean down that road.
Charlie, what impresses you the most with Aaron Rodgers still being able to play at the age of 41 years old?
But that by itself, I'm just like, wow, my knees are over here cracking, and he's over there throwing the football around, which is a beautiful thing. But he still can throw the football. There's no question about that. And the experience that he brings stepping into that huddle, guys are buying in, and I just love the fact that he is continuing to build the relationships in the manner that he has with so many guys who are so much younger than him. So those are things that you kind of see and, you know, get excited about from that perspective. But if Aaron stays healthy, you know, he's showing no ill effects of that Achilles injury a couple years ago. So just watching him, I'm getting excited as we get closer to the week one.
Charlie, you played two games in 2012 as a 38-year-old. And I understand that everybody's different, no doubt. But what's the first thing that goes at that point? Is it mobility? Is it arm strength? I mean, you were playing at 38. That's pretty damn good.
No, I appreciate it. I mean, you know, it's just a matter. It just takes you a little longer to recover. That's all. You know, you got to make sure you're icing your arm a little bit more than what you did at a younger age. And you just hope that you don't get banged up on game day, that it now kind of lingers into Monday, Tuesday, and even in Wednesday in some cases to recover. But Coach Tomlin has done a really good job of really giving your veterans the time off to make sure that you recover the older you get into your career. So those are things that you just kind of, yeah, make sure that ice tub becomes your best friend. I promise you that.
Charlie, reports from yesterday are telling us that Broderick Jones probably had his best practice this training camp. What are you looking to see out of Broderick Jones on Saturday night? Is there certain details that you're looking for in him playing left tackle?
Yeah, I want to see if he's able to convert. You know, there's a big difference between kicking your right foot out, and now he's going to have to kick his left foot out. I know he played that, you know, in the position in college, but when you get to the professional ranks and only focus on it for a couple years, you know, it takes you a little bit of time to get back. And because he missed time early in this training camp, I just want to see how he can now expedite what that learning curve looks like for him on that left side. So, you know, so I think it's a little early. It looks good as far as weight loss wise. Now can he just transition that into the games, and hopefully they're not in a lot of third and long situation where we're putting a lot of pressure on him, but I just want to see him control that line of scrimmage.
Charlie, big bummer to see Will Howard get hurt. This was going to be his time to shine, his time for the masses to see him, and I know that you were able to lay your eyes on him, I believe, before he got hurt. If so, what did you see out of him?
Yeah, he was really looking good. It seemed like the offense was slowing down the more that he, you know, kept just spitting out the terminology and the verbiage that goes along with the position. And, I was excited to see him in this preseason game, but unfortunately, when that snap occurred and he actually, you know, broke his hand in that manner, I'm like, wow, this is the first time in 27 years that I've ever been a part of seeing a quarterback actually break his hand by taking a CQ exchange. So those are things that I'm bummed about, because we don't get the opportunity to look at him now. If the flip side of this, now you lose these 3 to 4 weeks of evaluation. What does this look like for the 2026 quarterback class to say, is this going to be your guy moving forward? So this kind of puts the Steelers organization in a cloudy situation because you truly do not have the evaluation. I know people will say, well, he gets to practice the rest of the year. But when you practice as the backup quarterback, mentally, you know, you have to know your assignment as a starter. But practice-wise, you're the other team's quarterback. You're running scout team cards, so it's not your offense anymore. So that's going to be something that the Steelers are going to have to pay attention to as the season goes on what that looks like for him in their evaluation process heading into 2026.
Charlie, Roman Wilson, he's going to have a big opportunity Saturday night. Last year, obviously, not playing that much. As a former quarterback, I mean, put yourself in tomorrow night's shoes. If you're Mason Rudolph, what are you looking for out of Roman Wilson? What are the certain things you want to see him do and accomplish on Saturday night?
Yeah, just breaking the huddle, knowing where to line up, shift motions, and those type of things. Is he able to break off a route if there's a hot route? You know, can he get to his depth? Everything that I've seen thus far has done that. But again, he is a redshirt kind of rookie in this particular manner because he didn't play all of last year, and all of those reps are gone. So you're not going to see that typically, that elevation from year one to year two that typically you would see with most rookies. So he's starting over. He just has to get out of his own head because he's trying to be perfect every single time. And if you heard Aaron Rodgers' sound bites from a couple days ago, he says he just has to get out of his own way. And that's ultimately what we're seeing at this particular point. Can he play? 100%. Now it's just a matter of just going out there and just being relaxed.
Do you think Rodgers needs to play in the preseason, Charlie?
I did selfishly only because, and I don't need to see him throw the football down the field and those type of things, but because you missed the all of off season and those OTA workouts, you're playing catch up and everybody else knows the offense and now he has that expedited learning curve to now have to go in there. I just wanted him to go in, understand registering, play because it's a different system that he's ran into before, step into the huddle, get to the line of scrimmage, and I don't care if it was three straight runs and get him out of there. It's just the mechanics of what these other young guys that he's going to be playing with now with the expectation of Aaron bringing to that huddle. I just wanted to see it all work together. Will we see it next week? Absolutely. But I would like to see it this week versus next week.
Charlie, we're going to get a chance to see Travis Hunter play Saturday night. Obviously, the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to play their starters. Travis Hunter being the starting wide receiver and second string corner, he's going to play both ways. You think that's going to work out for him as the season does go on?
I think it possibly could. The coaches just have to manage what those snap counts looks like. Now, if I'm a defensive back on the other side, I'm like, wow, really? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm trying to make the team, and you're playing two positions. This is crazy. So somebody's going to get X out of the equation. This isn't college where you have the luxury of everybody else being on that roster. He is going to take up an extra roster spot. So those are things from an endurance standpoint. They'll be able to play itself out. You know, of course, you're adding that Florida heat to the particular equation as well. So they just have to monitor and manage what those reps look like. Can he do it? Yes. But at what level can he do it at consistently? That's going to be the question that we're all going to try to figure out.
Another year with Bob Pompeiani in the booth, Charlie. You guys go out for like a big steak dinner or something tonight?
Well, clearly the first preseason game, we generally don't if it's on the road, only because we have our meetings later on tonight heading into tomorrow, where if it's a home game, we actually meet 2 days beforehand, and then we're able to enjoy a nice little dinner the day before the game. So this is just a little bit different in this particular equation, but I'm excited about working with Bob again. Obviously, this is our 11th season doing the preseason broadcast, so I'm excited about it because we are 1 week closer to the actual regular season when you start to hear me and Bob's voices on the TV. So I'm just excited, and Bob is a legend, and I'm just honored to have the opportunity to work alongside him.
Charlie, you're a legend in your own right, man. We appreciate you jumping on with us today. Thanks a lot.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Take care.
Thanks, Charlie.
I love Charlie.
No, he's the best.
He is.